Jeremy Loops of Flux FM. Loops, there he is.
Hey!
Sorry for that bad joke. Jeremy Loops.
It's cold, it's cold! It's okay.
Jeremy Loops spielt heute Abend im Huxley's, und zwar nicht alleine. Im Vorprogramm wird der amerikanische Österreicher, der österreichische Amerikaner James Hersey stattfinden. Und auch der ist bei mir im Studio. James Hersey und Jeremy Loops, also bei Flux FM.
You.
Hey. Double income, no kids.
Oh, telling you.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, solid, thanks. How you feeling?
Solid, that's a nice word.
Solid as a rock.
Solid.
Dense, solid really dense.
As a rock. Mm. So you've been touring for a few dates now already?
That's right, yeah.
Together?
We're halfway in.
So how's it been until now?
Look, James has been a nightmare to have on the tour with us.
Yeah.
He's continually complaining about his hair, and he's very tall. He can hardly fit in the bus. This is a problem for everyone. But it's been a beautiful time, man. It's been fun. We've had no conflicts. We've had like no real breakdowns.
No,
halfway in, and it's normally by now the cracks are showing.
Yeah,
but yeah, feeling good still.
That's why it's solid, man.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
Seems solid to me.
Yeah.
It's true. I hope I won't come up with any topics that kind of like disturb the whole good vibe thing that's happening right now.
But I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Throw it at us.
It's just not happening. You're both here because you've worked on a single for James together, and we're going to be listening to that song later on. You're going to play it live for our audience, so thank you for that already. Before we do that, let's talk about your new record a little bit.
Sure.
The Difficult Second Album, right?
What, is it a sophomore album? That's what
that's
it's called.
It, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true. But yeah. I've read that you did have to take some time off to kind of like concentrate on the new material. You went back home to your hometown and met some old school friends there.
That's right, yeah. I kind of went on a pilgrimage, I suppose.
Pilgrimage,
yeah, of some sort. It was tough, man. I think no one really prepares you for what it means to write your second full album.
Yeah.
And I think especially in this day and age where bands are getting, we're all getting used to releasing singles, we're getting used to releasing like, you know, smaller pieces of music, and that's, there's this responsibility that seems to kind of come with a full album, which is quite scary. And on my first album, I didn't really think about it. I was like, this is just my first album, and this is, you know, people know these songs. I'd already been playing a lot of festivals and stuff in South Africa, so it was easy for me to just put the first album together, whatever I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't even have enough songs for that first album. I just kind of like, some of them were just made up at the last hour, you know, to get to my 13 songs. But with the second record, you've got everyone watching.
Yeah.
I've got 4.5 years of kind of like international trajectory behind me, and that was a lot of pressure. I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, and that's always been like that for every artist in the history of pop music.
Yeah.
But there's something new that happens nowadays, I think, and that's like the pressure to talk about political stuff, I guess, a little bit more, you know? Because I think as an artist nowadays, you feel that you have a responsibility to talk about stuff, that you cannot only always sing about your relationship to good-looking people, you know? There's got to be a little bit more. There's this environmental thing that's always happened on your records, but did you feel kind of like a pressure to work towards that field a bit more when you were working on this second album? Because I mean, times have changed since you were
changed, man.
The guy who did the first one.
Yeah, I was a lot more just happy-go-lucky on the first time around. You know, it was before a lot of the kind of modern chaos that we've been feeling for the last 5 years, where things have really started to kind of degrade in certain, you know, areas. And I mean, South Africa has always been difficult, but it's certainly getting just like more and more chaotic as the first world seemed to us like are unraveling. The third world kind of, you know, almost follows that, and just kind of, it doesn't give us much to aspire to when the US and most of Europe are just in kind of like political chaos. There's definitely a responsibility that I feel. I was just in a bit of a dark space, I suppose. My first album, I was really just like excited to be making music, and my second record, I kind of was confused as to how do you write stuff that is meaningful and has purpose built into it and will elicit the right kind of responses from people without being didactic, you know, without having to preach to people. And there's nothing worse for me than artists who kind of sing these really straightforward preaching songs. And a lot of the time,
if you put a political slogan into a chorus, it's not the right thing.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it. And I think I'm also very suspicious of a lot of artists that they don't actually know. They don't have the experience. Like, what have they really done?
Yeah.
Do they just have a platform now, and now they want to sing about it as if they know? And I think this is the problem with a lot of big pop stars. They're kind of just often making up, you know, bullshit. Like, they don't really know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find a balance where I was speaking to things that I actually know about more personally, and then trying to find ways to bring that into a song.
And how important is talking to other artists? Because, I mean, you're a solo guy, you're working on your music on your own, and I think sometimes it's when you're in a band, you use the other guys in the band as a mirror, maybe.
For sure.
Maybe you use James as a mirror sometimes, and you go up to him and be like, do you think Nazi punks fuck off is a too straightforward line?
You know? Yeah. No, I mean, James and I working together, I think we felt a lot of that magic. It didn't take us a long time to come up with the concept for this new song. It was quite clear to both of us. The song is obviously called My People, and it's kind of a tribute to all the people that keep us, like, you know, energized in our own lives, all the people back home. You know, a touring musician on the road, you are traveling a lot, you don't get to see all the people you care about, and so you really are craving the human experience of the people you love the most. You know, those are your people. But at the same time, a song to all the fans and the audiences that come and see us and give us that support live. So, you know, that was an area where we bounced ideas off each other and very quickly realized we have a lot of the same ideas when it comes to how to refuel our souls.
So you did meet in Johannesburg during a festival or something? Mm.
That's it. That's very precise. Yeah, not just South Africa. Johannesburg Festival, Park Life, hung out after the show. Jeremy invited me to his place, and for a couple of days after that, we just spent all this time together. Didn't get a chance to make music, and it wasn't until last summer in this building, because I have a studio downstairs at Riverside Studios.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, sure.
That My People, the chorus, came together. We spoke a lot about the people that we love back home, what kind of message we're trying to bring. And it happened real quick, man.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. And so it's kind of like a little romance thing that happened there, I guess.
Oh, we were romancing.
I mean, if you've stayed together for like a few weeks, you know, sometimes after you've made out, it's like, oh, I got to go now. I have stuff to do.
Got to get out.
But I mean, you stay together.
Yeah, it's long lasting, definitely.
That's a good thing. Now, before we listen to the song that you've made up together, let's listen to one of James's tunes, Real For You auf Flux FM. Wir quatschen gleich ein bisschen weiter und werden dann noch Tickets verlosen für die Show am Abend im Huxleys, wo man beide live betrachten kann. James Hersey, Real For You auf Flux FM abgespielt. Am Mittwochnachmittag ist es 20 Minuten nach 3 und die beiden Künstler, James Hersey und Jeremy Loops, sitzen immer noch bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend werden sie gemeinsam auftreten. Wir haben ja gerade schon erfahren, wie sie sich kennengelernt haben im Johannesburg. Auf dem Festival ist eine kleine Bromance entstanden. Mittlerweile schreibt man zusammen Musik. So you've written a song for James? Or you've co-written a song with James?
We've co-written the song.
Yeah. We were both looking for something, and I think we found it, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're out there with your eyes wide open looking, and you find the right thing.
Your heart open.
So you're going to continue working together, maybe? Are you going to help Jeremy with the songs for his third record? Which is not going to be hard to do anymore, because then you're used
the pressure's
going to be gone.
I think the pressure, what happens is if your second album is a flop, then the pressure's like even more for your third, because then everyone's saying, well, now you better, if we don't get it right now, no one's going to care about your fourth.
But if your second was a flop nowadays, you won't make a third.
Yeah, well, exactly. Maybe you won't make no third at all. Yeah. So thankfully, we had a lot of success with the second album, and it's weird. That actually took all the pressure, not just off my the third album, it took the pressure off my career, because now you have like two albums worth of material to tour and that's enough. You can play shows, you can change the songs, people are happy.
You deliver on that album 100%.
That's what, like, you need.
It's a step up, it's a step forward.
Yeah.
Songs kill. I mean,
that's what you need to do, I think. That's for all the budding artists out there, is just find a way to nail your second album so that you can actually continue, you know?
Yeah, totally true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another one of those things that are easy to say,
done.
Right? I mean, it's really easy to say. Just nail your second album, everything's going to be fine. I mean, just like a constructive thing to say.
Constructively know that if you don't, like, it's problems.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why I took 6 months off. You know, I wrote a whole bunch of songs for my second record, and I wasn't happy enough with where they were going. And I went back to my hometown, and I took 6 months off, and that's where I wrote most of the kind of songs that ended up being the bigger songs in the album were written in that time when I was just really taking time out with my friends in the water, in the ocean every day. And that was, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, and one can really sense the ocean when one's listening to the record, because the water is a topic.
A couple of references there.
Yeah, a couple of references in almost every song.
Yeah.
I really think it was a good idea to just go back, see your old friends, see your old surroundings, and get inspired by that.
Find the roots. Yeah, absolutely.
James?
Yes.
What are your plans for the next few weeks? Because
new record coming out.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty soon. It's 27th of February, maybe?
Oh,
something?
Oh my God. Really?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. Sounds good. I haven't heard it yet.
Let's do it. The end of February.
Yeah, I have an EP coming out. All this speak of pressure for the albums. I haven't released an album. I released a double EP that we called an album in 2015, and I'm still going for my first worldwide album that's coming later this year. First is Innerverse coming in March. It's a kind of a chill, very down-tempo EP that's about all the inner universe good stuff that you need to think about and talk about. And then I'll be on tour again in the summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to new material that you're going to be putting out pretty soon. And it's been made down here in the cellar at the Riverside Studio.
No, partially, yeah.
Partially, yeah, cool.
I did everywhere. Make music everywhere.
Yeah. And that's something that you guys, I mean, have perfected in kind of, although you did have to take some time off after trying to write on the road.
James, more than I, he writes like really well on the road. He's got like his own little studio setup that he takes everywhere with him. I'm a little bit more old school. Like I kind of write songs on my guitar, like a singer songwriter, and then I take them to like a producer and I work with that producer. Mm. Whereas he kind of just sits there like a tech junkie and just smashes it all into his
computer. But you're learning quick. The whole time on the road, we're learning from each other. I'm learning how to be this incredible live performer, which Jeremy is really one of the best live performers that I've seen in years. And he keeps asking me every day, there's like a tech question. Hey, what does this do? Can you come in here real quick and look at... So it's perfect. It's
We're kind of bouncing our different worlds off each other, which is cool. James is coming to me and saying, what do you think if I start the show just like this? And I'm always saying, yeah.
Yeah. And he's always saying, no, don't do that.
Stay clear.
You know, I've tried to make some good music for this second album. You don't have to sabotage it with your way of supporting my show. That's not nice, James.
All right, you want to play the song? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool. You want to play with us?
this guy's already been waiting for the performance part. He's hot. Ladies and gentlemen, James Hersey's Stückchen My People. Eingespielt jetzt hier nochmal von James Hersey und Jeremy Loops. Beide haben das Lied ja auch gemeinsam erarbeitet, möchte ich mal sagen. Also ich habe Bock, ihr seid auch ready, ja? Guck mal, da draußen formiert sich schon ein Publikum.
Yeah,
beide mit Karo-Hemden, ne, Karo-Mustern.
It's just that time of year, man. I'm wearing flowers for, I don't know what reason.
What do you call that?
Karo. Is it? No.
Karo. It's like a Karo-Muster, yeah. Kariert. I don't know the English word for it, actually.
Flannel. Plaid.
Ah, yeah, nice. Now we've talked about all the important stuff. Let's listen to some music.
Let's get it out the way. All right, you ready?
Just start it. Yeah, take it away. Yeah.
People call, but I wait for my honey, waiting here for you. Others choose to stay in the tiny caves, not my people, not you. So won't you stay? We can figure it out, find out hope, maybe lose our doubt. And you should know, whatever I do, that when distance calls, I'll be singing for you, singing. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to the soul of my people. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to you. Good people like you, good people like you, good people like you. Oh my people, ooh. Good people like you, good people like you, good people like you. I try to find my place out there to start with something new. Try to find my way out there to escape from all that I knew. I had to find a way to make peace out there to try to grow up alone. Find a way to make peace out there, but it never felt like home without my people, oh my people. Nothing compares to the soul of my people. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to you. Good people like you, good people like you, good people like you. Oh my people, you. Good people like you, good people like you. Good people like you. Say I found a place I love. I found a place I love. You. There's something about it. You.
It's keeping me honest.
Been living with the cold heart. I'm moving through the darkness now, but I'm just getting started.
Yeah, I'm just getting started. I found a place I love. I found a place I love.
With people like you,
good 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 people like you,
and me.
Hey.
Way! Yeah. Stadium applause! James Hersey and Jeremy Loops! Woo. Thank you for that beautiful live version. Bravo. And one could feel that the vibes are kind of okay with you guys. It's not like you have to force yourself into the into the jamming part.
That would be a bad situation, you know. if you wrote a song and your whole team, everyone loved it, but you both hated it, and then they made you go to all these radio interviews and play it, and you were like,
And the radio interview are always about the bromance thing, but you have arrived in two separate nightliners, actually, because you've hated each other for months now.
Hey, I came in a smart car today. I came in a smart car. I live in Berlin.
So yeah.
I'm happy to just be home. Listen to this guy. He got a new... Is that the new one?
Yeah, I got this low harp, like an octave lower. It sounds so...
Perfect radio harp.
It is a... Because harps on radio are always so sharp. You can't really play them without it sounding a little bit...
Yeah. Just keep on going, Jeremy. Let's just keep on going. We have tickets for the show.
Tickets for the show.
You want to have them?
Yeah.
Have them now.
Are we just getting a whole free punch here? That's what happens. You play a harmonica. Yeah, come to our show tonight. We're at the Huxley's. It's going to be all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
And what's your excuse again? You've got to work or something.
I've got to pre-record stuff with this guy out there. No, we're done? It's done?
Oh, yeah, we're off the air.
Fuck. Damn. Now I got no excuse.
Ah, you said you're off work. Yeah.
Don't take your camera.
Ah, yeah, sure. Good
take
idea.
Take your camera. Yeah, take your photos. Camera. All right, so we got a new official photographer tonight. That is great news.
I'm going to be thrown out of the club because of the camera again, but that's another story. So let me give away some tickets for tonight's show real quick. Wer heute Abend hin möchte zu Jeremy Loops und James Hersey, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030-2000-9000. Erreicht ihr Philly Montag, meine Kollegin, und die schreibt euch auf eine Liste. 030 2000 9000 heute Abend, dem Huxley's, Jeremy Loops und James Hersey. Is it going to be you with the band, or is it the Loop Station, or is it going to be a combination
band
of both?
I've got the whole band with me. It's for sure going to be all around the Loop Station. It always is. That's how I perform, and everyone just slots in around me. But I've got my rapper, saxophonist, the drummer, the bassist. Wow. They're all here. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of high energy. Warm you right up.
See? That's what I've promised to people already in German.
We're bringing the sunshine with us. Yeah, for sure.
030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Jeremy, as soon as you've come back to Berlin, you visit us again.
Und absolutely.
James, wenn du das ankündigen möchtest, das neue Material, as soon as that's done, you come up here again and we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Perfect, machen wir das.
Okay, sehr schön. Bis dahin, tschüss und ciao. Viel Spaß heute Abend. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ist das Radio oder kann das weg? Flux FM präsentiert die Schwiegermutter aller Podcasts.